Om Shanti, good morning. Today is January the 4th, 2019, and the blessing is, may you be a special soul who experiences and enables others to experience the property and personality of Brahmin life. May you be a special soul who experiences and enables others to experience the property and personality of Brahmin life. And Baba has used the words property and personality in English. Bab Dada reminds all of you Brahmin children that it is your great fortune that you became Brahmins. However, the inheritance and property of Brahmin life is contentment, and the personality of Brahmin life is happiness. Never be deprived of this experience. You have a right. Since the bestower and the bestower of blessings is giving you the treasures of attainment with an open heart, then experience them and also enable others to experience them, and you would then be said to be a special soul. So Baba's talking about the property, which is the inheritance, and that is contentment. And Baba is saying your personality should be that of happiness, a happy spirit. So what Baba actually means is from the time of birth, right? So if a child has taken a birth, say today or this week or this month, even they have a right to this personality of happiness and the property of contentment. So it's not that one has to make so much effort and then one is content, or I have to have everything and then I become content. I think this is the myth of the old world, that once I have this and this and this and my life is in order, then I become content. But what Baba's emphasizing today is just recognize that your fortune is great. You are a Brahmin. You've recognized the knowledge. You've recognized God and His task. Now, together with that, also recognize that you are an heir. As soon as we become Baba's children, we become heirs to His property. And so heir means what? Heir means that I do not need to labor. I do not need to work hard. And actually, it's not just at the confluence age, but imagine for half the cycle I will not need to work. Royalty never needs to work. When somebody's royalty, they're born into that clan, they have that title, and they just have to be. They just have to be their royal selves. And so there will not be any sanskar of labor or struggle. And so Baba is saying, even now as we become children of the Father, then we have inherited the property of contentment and the personality of happiness. So it's now, it's not later, and it's not after I've done so many hours of tapasya. No, I think the point is to start from here, now. I am content. And this is actually how we become content. It's not I have to, you know, buy so many clothes and shoes and have a fantastic center. No, but I am content. So, for example, right now, just say it to yourself with conviction. Everything that I, the soul, needs is here, right inside of me. Everything that I, the soul, needs is right here inside of me. And just that feeling of being full, being content. In fact, I say that contentment means to check the contents of your soul. If the contents are pure, if the contents are light, if the contents are happy, if the contents are loving, if the contents are peaceful, then obviously I'm a contented soul. And this is the case, isn't it? When I'm full, then yes, I'm content. So the fact that if I stop to see that everything I have inside of me is actually the divine virtues of Baba, right? If I'm his heir, if I'm his child, then my sanskars are now divine. My role is now divine. My life is now divine. My task is now divine. And so actually it does not serve us to behave like Laukic people or to behave like ordinary people. It does not serve us anymore. And so we really need at the back of our mind to be aware that, yes, I'm a child of God and I have inherited his property. And this is the point, that we do not need to labor or struggle. Really, these words should not be in the dictionary of Brahmins, that everything is a labor or a struggle. So Baba is saying, never be deprived of this experience. Be content. Everything I need is right here. Baba's with me. And actually, family's with me. Everything is conspiring to help me become perfect. In fact, Baba has given us all the tools, right? All the tools of knowledge are there in order to help me to get to my destination. See, many times we use the knowledge as an axe to our feet, and we use it against us as opposed to in favor of us. So if I'm using the knowledge of the drama against me, I will say, see, this is what's meant to be in the drama. That's using the tool against you, not in favor of you. But if I say that, yes, this is great, everything that's happening is great, there's a reason for it, I'm learning from it, I'm growing from it, and there's benefit in it, then I'm using that tool of the drama to actually propel me to move forward. And so Baba's given us, this is the point, Baba's given us all the tools, and this is also part of the inheritance. Inheritance means all the knowledge, the wisdom of how to live our life sensibly. And then we move to the point of happiness, right? In fact, we should be happy, just happy. As soon as I say I'm happy because, as soon as I say I'm happy because, it means I'm happy because what? I ate a gulab jamun. I'm happy because I was treated nicely. I'm happy because I have a new job. No, I'm just happy and for no reason. So in other words, that happiness, that kind of happiness comes from the deep core of your beingness, your being. And in that happiness, nobody can snatch that happiness away. If I say I'm happy because, it means that today I have this because of this, and then tomorrow it may go and my happiness will go with it. So Brahmins have understood the secret to life, that we're just happy no matter what. In fact, this is what Baba says, what happened yesterday was good, whatever's happening today is the best, and whatever happens tomorrow will be the best of the best. So in Brahmin life, one is never wrong. Right? This is what we learn, that yes, we know that right is right, but also what is wrong is also right. In Brahmin life, what is wrong is also right. And it's not, I don't think it's that we are fooling ourselves. It's not about fooling ourselves to, you know, be happy, but it's a deep understanding. See, when you understand something, only then can you make a click in your mind. And that is not fooling yourself. That is wisdom. So when I understand that I have happiness inside of me, it's an integral part of my being. I am happiness. I am happiness. I am contentment. I am peace. I am love. Then once I've experienced these qualities, then again, nobody can take them away from me. And no scene of the drama can take these away from me either. So this is why Baba is saying, never be deprived of this experience, and that you have a right. So really today, experience contentment as a big part of your Brahmin life, and happiness, integral internal happiness, just bubbling with happiness. Because there is so much to be happy about. Imagine if we were living in the world. Imagine there'll be so many questions. why is this happening, and what will happen to the world, what will happen to the resources and the planet, and you know, we'd have a million questions, and that's what people of the world have, and they don't have the answers. But as soon as we have the answers, we are so happy because we know exactly what's going on. So that's a big part of happiness, isn't it? Imagine when you're trying to solve a puzzle, and while you're solving it, there is so much, you know, intrigue and confusion maybe, and restlessness and peacelessness. But as soon as you get the answer, you are so happy, you're so content. And so this is the premise that we are starting from, is that I am happy and I am content. So that's why I'm saying even a new Brahmin that's born today can actually experience that contentment and happiness. Of course, Baba would say the one who is around for 30, 40 years should be content and happy anyway, because they've experienced so much and taken so much from Baba. But even a young Brahmin, they can experience contentment and happiness here and now. And so what Baba is saying is, he is the bestower, and he is the bestower of blessings and giving us. So are we doing the same? Are we giving blessings to others in the same way? So I think we have to remember that we have to start from the place of contentment and happiness, right? There is this theory in the world that once I do something, then I will have, and then I will become, right? So I do all the hard work, I study, I get a good job, and I have all the money, and then once I've got my education, I have the money, then I can be happy, then I can be successful. So I think what Baba is saying is turn that formula the other way. First start by being happy. First start by being content. And then you will have everything. And then you will be able to do. And isn't this the case with Mama and Baba and the seniors? You know, people saw the sparkle on their faces and they said, we want to become like them. And so this is the glow, actually. This is the glow that we need to have on our faces. In fact, you know, heroes are put in museums, but deities, they are put into temples. Why? Because of their purity. So it's our purity, it's our personality of purity that actually attracts, you know, others to ourselves. And this is, I think, what's so attractive about being the yogi, that just by us sitting in tapasya, we create this aura around us and we're able to bless others with our aura. Just as Baba, the bestower of blessings, is giving us all the attainments, then like Baba, we need to be so full that anyone who comes in front of me goes away with something. And not necessarily words, not necessarily even something physical, but they should feel something from your being. They should feel inspired, they should feel encouraged, they should feel light, they should feel happy. So this is what Baba is talking about, like, you know, giving to others and sharing with others. In fact, think about it. When we go to heaven, do we want any complainers or grumpy people or discontented people or unhappy people? No, we don't. So if we don't experience these qualities here and now, then that's not going to become part of my DNA. That's not. So I have to create these sanskars of contentment and happiness. And then only am I able to really, with dignity, carry those with myself, you know, carry those sanskars to the golden age. I think it's also important to check what or who is taking that happiness away. And is it worth giving my happiness and peace away? I think it's so important to hold on to that swaman, that I'm too great for this, I'm too worthy for this, and not to allow Maya to come in and rob me of my peace and happiness. And that comes from a very deep sense of self. So this is why I'm saying all the Avyat Murlis, you know, Baba is encouraging us to be that embodiment of swaman, of the knowledge, so that nothing can shake me. So let us take a few moments now to experience our inner contentment and inner happiness. So just take a moment now, take a deep breath. Turn within. And really feel the soul, the light of the soul, the love of the soul, the kindness of the soul. And really feel the fullness of your spirit. Right now, there is nothing that I need, nothing more that I need. Everything is perfect as it is. I do not need a change in my script. I am content. I bubble with the joy of being God's child. I feel the warm embrace of Baba. I feel him looking out for me all the time. I'm so grateful, so appreciative that Baba has picked me to be his helper. I now stay under the canopy of Baba's light. And I allow his light to just wash away any form of impurity, any form of ill feeling. His light is making me shine once again. I take Baba's light in and I shine that light onto others. I just have to keep myself clean and clear, like a clean mirror, and Baba's light will automatically reflect off me. Thank you, Baba, for all the attainments, all the knowledge, all the wisdom. Grateful. Om Shanti.